Ladybird Readers. Sideswipe loses his head. Picture words. Autobots. Bumblebee. Sideswipe. Strong arm. Grimlock. Fix it. Vertebrake, a Decepticon. Tunnel. Jar. Scanner. Signal. One day, the Autobots heard that a Decepticon called Vertebrake was in a train tunnel near them. They went to find him as fast as they could, because they wanted to stop him from doing something bad. Sideswipe was very fast, so he arrived at the tunnel first. He called Bumblebee and Strongarm.
"I'm here," he said. "I'm faster than all of you."
"Stay in the tunnel and wait for us, Sideswipe," said Bumblebee.
"I will," said Sideswipe.
Suddenly, Sideswipe heard a noise. He turned around, but it was too late. Vertebrake came out of the tunnel and hit Sideswipe. Sideswipe shouted and fell down. When Sideswipe woke up, he was lying on a table in a strange room, and he couldn't move. Then he saw Vertebrake.
"Who are you?"
asked Sideswipe.
"No one important," said Vertebrake. "Not like you. You're a wonderful robot. Fast and strong."
Then Vertebrake started to laugh.
"This isn't funny,"
said Sideswipe. The Autobots were looking for Sideswipe in the tunnel. Fix-It was looking at his scanner. He was worried.
"There's a problem," he said. "I'm getting two signals for Sideswipe."
He pointed to a tunnel.
"The stronger signal is coming from there," he said.
So Bumblebee and Fix-It walked into the tunnel. A moment later, Bumblebee saw a robot far down the dark tunnel.
"Sideswipe," he called. "Is that you?"
The robot looked like Sideswipe, but it picked up something heavy and threw it at Bumblebee.
"Fix it," shouted Bumblebee. "Is that Sideswipe or not?"
"Yes," answered Fix-It. "And no."
When the strange robot moved into the light, Bumblebee and Fix-It were very surprised. The robot had Sideswipe's body, but Vertebrake's head.
"Where's Sideswipe?"
asked Bumblebee.
"He's here," said Vertebrake, and he laughed. "Well, most of him is here. Sideswipe's body is my body now," said Vertebrake.
"Where's Sideswipe?"
asked Bumblebee again.
"He's fine," said Vertebrake.
Bumblebee ran and tried to hit Vertebrake, but Vertebrake threw him to the ground. A train came past, and Vertebrake hid behind it.
Fix it! Do you still have the other signal on your scanner?
Asked Bumblebee.
Yes, said Fixit, but it hasn't moved.
Good, said Bumblebee. Let's follow the signal.
Fixit stopped at a broken part of the wall.
Sideswipe must be in there, he said.
Bumblebee pushed the wall, and a door opened to show a tunnel behind it. Now, Bumblebee and Fixit were in a strange room. They could hear Sideswipe calling. They turned around, but they couldn't see him.
Where are you, Sideswipe? Shouted Bumblebee.
I'm over here,
called Sideswipe. Bumblebee turned around and saw a glass jar at the back of a shelf. Sideswipe's head was inside the jar.
Are you all right? Said Bumblebee.
I've had better days, said Sideswipe. Repair me. We need to quickly find your body, Fixit said, or we won't be able to save you.
Back in the tunnel, Strongarm and Grimlock were fighting Vertebrake. First, Vertebrake kicked Grimlock. Then he kicked Strongarm hard. Strongarm fell to the ground. Grimlock ran quickly to help her, but a train came into the tunnel and hit him. Strongarm called Bumblebee for help. Bumblebee picked up the jar with Sideswipe's head.
I can't help Strongarm and Grimlock to fight Vertebrake, Sideswipe said sadly. I'm no good without my body.
Don't say that, said Bumblebee. You're a fast robot, but that's not all. You're also an important part of our group.
Bumblebee found Strongarm in the tunnel. When she saw the jar with Sideswipe's head, Strongarm was very surprised.
Where's Grimlock? Asked Bumblebee.
The next moment, they heard a noise.
Follow me, said Bumblebee.
Strongarm picked up the jar and ran after Bumblebee. Grimlock was fighting Vertebrake. Bumblebee and Strongarm ran to help him. Sideswipe felt sad because he couldn't help the Autobots. Then he had an idea.
I can help you, he called. He's using my body, so I know what he's going to do.
Sideswipe told the Autobots how to fight Vertebrake.
Hit him, Bumblebee, he shouted. Move away, Strongarm. Now, kick him, Grimlock.
The Autobots did what Sideswipe told them. And soon, Vertebrake fell down. He lay on the ground with his eyes closed.
Good work, everyone, said Bumblebee.
And I helped you all to win,
said Sideswipe happily. fix it, repaired Sideswipe and put his head back on his body.
"You're all right now, Sideswipe," he said. "But I need to make sure I repaired everything correctly. So don't move too fast for now."
"No problem," said Sideswipe. "I've learned that I'm a fast robot, but that's not all. I'm good at other things too."
Then Sideswipe said,
"But I am still the fastest robot of us all."
"Really?" said Strongarm. "Let's have a race home."
Strongarm drove away quickly, and Bumblebee and Grimlock followed her. Sideswipe tried to catch them, but he couldn't move fast enough.
"Don't worry, Sideswipe," said Fixit. "You'll be the fastest robot again soon."
Ladybird Readers. Sideswipe Loses His Head. Read by Christopher Ragland. Text adapted by Anne Collins. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, Hasbro 2017.